USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign continues their challenges to election vote counts with a new lawsuit filed Wednesday in Michigan alleging illegal vote counting in the state. As the campaign continues to investigate allegations of improprieties, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News there are more affidavits coming.
You'll see some affidavits from Pennsylvania. Well, you'll see some other disturbing practices where in Democrat counties you got one advantage, you were able to fix your ballot, whereas the same advantages were not given to Republican counties. Those are on the horizon. There's just so much here. It's very hard to dig into because there's a lot.
Tropical Storm Eta is hitting Florida for a second time, having traveled up the coast to lash the west central portion of the state. Areas around Sarasota and Tampa have seen several inches of rain, causing reports of flash flooding. Eta is expected to make official landfall Thursday morning and move back into the western Atlantic by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Still waiting on a stimulus check? The IRS says they may have your money. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
There's a good chance if you didn't already receive a stimulus check via the CARES Act relief package, you may still be eligible for one. In fact, the IRS says there's about 9 million Americans who have yet to claim their $1,200 check, and they've recently extended the deadline to claim missing checks until the 21st of November. To claim your check if you haven't received one, head to irs.gov.
Travelers heading for Spain will have to prove they've tested negative for COVID-19 in order to enter the country. Travelers will have to submit proof of their test within 72 hours of their planned trip to Spain in order to be allowed entry. The country is trying to deal with a surge in COVID cases while also trying to help out its struggling tourism industry, an area vital to its economy. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pro-democracy lawmakers in Hong Kong have resigned in protest of the expulsion of four of their colleagues. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The entirety of Hong Kong's elected pro-democracy opposition announced its resignation Wednesday in protest over the expulsion of four lawmakers. Communist China passed a resolution giving local authorities broad new powers to quash dissent, likely marking the end of political opposition in the city. The resolution from China allows Hong Kong's executive to expel elected lawmakers directly without having to go through the courts. Under the new ruling, lawmakers who are deemed to promote or support Hong Kong's independence or who refuse to acknowledge Beijing's sovereignty will immediately lose their qualifications. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tech stocks recovered some of their losses from earlier this week, lifting the S&P and NASDAQ into the green. The S&P 500 closed just under a percent higher, while the NASDAQ jumped 2%. And we could be seeing the future of restaurants in a post-pandemic world. Tim Berg has the latest details of a new-look Chipotle from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Chipotle is bringing its first digital-only restaurant to the area near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The restaurant will be located just south of Highland Falls, New York. It'll offer pickup and delivery when it opens on Saturday. Chipotle says orders will be picked up in a lobby that makes a person feel like they're in an actual restaurant. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.